I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
How many times have we said it? There's drunk, there's really drunk, and then there is Wisconsin drunk. Our 56-year-old guy here from Portage, Wisconsin, his vehicle found in a ditch on Saturday night. He was not hurt when police found him there, but they could tell something wasn't right with this guy. He was arrested on suspicion of operating while intoxicated. For this 56-year-old guy, it was his eighth DUI or OWI, they call it there. And he capped this one off in just grand Wisconsin fashion when the cops visited him after he put it into the ditch. He grabbed an open liquor bottle and took a swig of that in front of the officers before they brought
him
in.
One last blast, yeah. Man, you know, we've had some great smuggling stories. I never seem to be surprised at what people are willing to try and smuggle. What was the last one you had? A guy had 1,500 turtles strapped to his duct tape to his legs or something like that. And then when I saw this number, I thought, this is incredible. Chinese authorities arrested a Chinese shrimp importer suspected of smuggling 15 metric tons of shrimp as he disembarked a plane in Beijing. And I thought, 15,000 metric tons, 15,000 metric tons of shrimp. I thought, where did he pack all that? Well, they said Mr. Zhao, as he's known, has getting off a flight from Hanoi in Vietnam and China. And so they said he's guilty of smuggling primarily frozen shrimp valued at about $130 million into China from Vietnam over the course of 3 years. So he was doing this, I don't know, a little bit at a time or something like that. But
yeah, I had to look this up because I don't understand what the heck your metric tons and that.
They say 15,000 metric tons.
Okay,
of seafood.
That's 33 million pounds. I just did a conversion thing on a calculator. It's 33. This says 33 million pounds. How is that possible?
It says 15,500 metric tons of seafood over the course of 3 years. $130 million he was smuggling in. He had the shrimp train rolling or the shrimp plane or what have you. And I'm just wondering, if you can only take liquids in 3 ounces, how many plane loads of cocktail sauce did you have to fly over? How many of those little tiny bottles?
I don't know.
And was it the smell? I mean, you know, because if you got delayed at the airport and you had 15,000 metric tons of shrimp.
33 million pounds.
And it starts to stink a little bit.
I think that's going to weigh down the plane.
Yeah.
33 million pounds of shrimp. All right. Back to the beer drinking capital of America, Wisconsin, and specifically Milwaukee for our final story here. You know, Girl Scouts who are really serious about moving their product in Colorado and in here in Washington have been known to set up shop outside the pot stores. Well, in Milwaukee, pot's not legal. Recreational pot is not legal.
Are they working on it?
I don't know. I don't even think medicinal is legal in Wisconsin. So, you know, where are these girls going to sell their stuff? Well, a bar. Outside a bar on St. Patty's Day. That's what you do.
Clean up.
Milwaukee TV station caught up with some Girl Scouts who set up the table with mom, you know, outside one of the busiest bars in all of Milwaukee. Said one of the little Girl Scouts, I'm trying to help and get my goal here. You can sell a lot on St. Patrick's Day. So they set up their table there, and they found plenty of people who were willing to give up their money for sugar and for cookies. In fact, they sold out real fast in front of the bar in Milwaukee on St. Patty's Day. The Girl Scouts were selling thin mints. And in Wisconsin, I think it's thin mint peppermint schnapps is the kind of cookie.
I can't believe it's news.
I was going to say, if the Girl Scouts start selling rum balls, he'd be making real money.
Actually.